Hollywood.
Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, David, you're calling Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, just recently, Jack Benny received one of the Sylvania Pioneer Awards for his contribution to the history of radio. So tonight, in keeping with this honor, I feel that I should give Jack a dignified introduction.
Well, thank you, Don.
It's times like these I wish I were a poet.
What a beautiful thought, Don. I can just imagine you a poet. Henry Wadsworth Fat Fellow. Don't let me interrupt you. Go on, then.
Yes, folks, if I had the gift of poetry with which to describe our scintillating star, I...
I'll get it done. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
Rochester, you certainly picked a fine time to call. Why aren't you listening to the program?
That's why I called, boss. There's something wrong with our radio.
Oh, well, maybe there's a break in the electric cord.
I thought of that, boss, so I traced it. I started the radio, went around the baseboard, up the wall, out the window, across the driveway, through the hedge, and right to the plug on Mr. Coleman's back porch.
Well, Rockus, I hope nobody saw you.
Well, just as I reached the porch, Mrs. Coleman came out. So I jumped behind the hedge and meowed like a cat.
Did you fool her?
I think so. She left two saucers of milk.
Two?
Yeah, one of them had a note on it. This one's for Mr. Benny.
Good, I'll have it when I get home.
I don't know what to do. I hate to miss your program.
Well, I've got an idea, Rochester. I'll leave the receiver off the hook, and you'll be able to hear the whole show over the telephone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Don, let's get on with the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, even though I'm not a poet, today I'd like to introduce our star with a little poem.
A poem?
Yes. To Jack Benny. I love my boss, but he's so cheap. He only spends a slow buck.
What a line, slow buck.
His suits are from Montgomery Ward. His hair from Sears and Roebuck. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. Hair from Sears Roebuck. As a matter of fact, Don, I have a poem about you, too.
Oh, about me?
Yeah. I don't know too much about poetry, but here's one I stole from Johnny Ray. This is to you, Don. When your boss writes you a letter of goodbye, you'll feel better if you let your stomach down and cry. Remember that.
Hey, Jackson, if you really want to get...
Wait a minute, Phil, wait a minute. I want to see what Rochester thought of that joke. Hello? 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 Rochester, hello?
Hello?
Rochester, I just told a joke. Where were you?
I had to answer the door. The mailman was just here and he delivered a package.
A package? Who from?
Sears Roebuck. You can be a blonde again.
Oh, good, good. That's the one that makes me look like Nelson Eddy. Keep listening to the show, Rochester. Now, Phil, what were you talking about?
Well, I was just going to say, Jackson, how about doing something different on the show tonight? Something entertaining, like getting Libby and me to sing a song together.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty good idea. You'll sing with Phil, won't you, Mary?
No, thanks. I sang with Phil before. No matter what song he sings, it always comes out. That's what I like about the South.
All right, Libby, you don't have to sing with me. I just thought that you and I'd make a nice trio.
Trio? You and Mary would make a nice trio?
Yeah.
Look, Phil, let me explain something to you. One is a solo. Two is a duet. Now, if you add a third person, you've got a trio.
Oh.
And if you add a fourth person, you have a quartet.
Uh-huh.
Now, Phil, if you had four people and you found a fifth, what would you have?
Me that lead again, will you?
All right, if you had four people and found a fifth, what would you have?
A quintet fooled you that time, didn't it?
Why, Phil, that's right. You're right. If you had a fifth, you'd have a quintet.
Yeah, but they'd all be loaded.
I knew it didn't last. What are you laughing at, Mary?
Ranger has to write the music so Phil can read it?
No, how?
An eighth note is a diamond, a quarter note is a heart, a half note a club, and a whole note a spade.
Phil, you have your music written out in diamonds, hearts, clubs, and spades?
Good.
Well, how do you read it?
Simple. Here, I'll show you. Now, look at this sheet of music. See?
Well, that makes no sense at all to me.
Sure it does, Jackson. Take this bar, for instance. You see these notes right here? One right after the other?
Oh, you mean the scale?
Scale? What's that?
Phil, if you want to play your music according to Hoyle, that's all right with me. But right now, we have to have a song. Oh, Dennis! Dennis! Dennis, what are you yawning about?
I didn't get any sleep last night. My mother and father had a big argument.
An argument?
Yeah, it was all about you. My mother said you were a jerk. And then my father got up and said you were a great guy and a fine example of a man.
Your father said that?
May you rest in peace.
Now, stop being silly. Your father is sitting right out here in the audience.
Yeah, doesn't he look awful?
Cut that out.
Dennis, why does your mother dislike Jack so much?
Well, she used to go with Mr. Benny before she met my father.
Oh, she did not.
She said she did.
Maybe. What was your mother's name before she married your father?
I didn't know her then.
Of course you didn't. Now, come on, kid. Let's have your song.
Okay.
Somebody bigger than you and I, who makes the flowers bloom in the spring, who writes the song for the robin to sing, and who sends the rain when the earth is dry. Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long. Keeps you company with love to guide you. He walks beside you just like he walks with me. When I am weary, filled with despair, who gives me courage to go on from there? And who gives me faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who gives me courage to go on from there? And who gives me faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than you.
Somebody Bigger Than You and Me, sung by Dennis Day. Or you and I, rather. I gotta stay away from Phil. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction tonight...
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. Are we going to do a sketch tonight?
Yes, Mary. A couple of weeks ago, I saw the that Universal International picture, Ma and Pa Kettle, at the fair. And it gave me an idea. So I went home and wrote a play about life on a farm. Now, I play the young husband, and Mary, you're my wife. See, we're newlyweds and have just bought a farm. We have some neighbors that are very much like Ma and Pa Kettle, and also...
Oh, just a minute, Jack. Is there a part in it for me?
Well, Don, the scene takes place on a farm, so you can play the part of our horse.
Oh, Jack, every time you do a farm sketch, I play the part of a horse. I want to do something else.
Well, what would you like to be, Don?
A canary.
Don, you a canary?
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, that's not so bad. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction tonight, we will present a rustic play entitled Down on the Farm. Set the scene, Don.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our play, Down on the Farm, an epic of rural life. As the scene opens, we find the newlyweds, Sylvia and Danny Klingenfield, driving out to their new home.
Gee, Sylvia, I hope you like the new farmhouse I bought.
Oh, I know I will, Mr. Klingenfield.
You can call me Danny. We've been married a week now. Well, here we are. Look, darling, there's our new home. And there's a man from the real estate office. Oh, mister. Mister.
How do you do?
I'm the new owner of this house.
This house looks like there's been a lot of work done on it recently.
Yes, we completely remodeled it from the basement to the ceiling.
Good, good. Will you show us through the house?
Yes, but don't expect me to play the piano.
Let's go inside. Come on, honey.
All right.
I'm talking to my wife.
Oh, I thought everybody liked me.
Look, we want to see the house. Will you take us through, please?
Follow me. This is the living room.
Uh-huh.
This is the dining room.
Uh-huh.
This is the breakfast room. And this is the guest room.
Guest room?
How do you do?
How do you do? What was that?
He's been a guest here through five owners.
Five owners?
Yes, he spent half the time in escrow.
Mister, I'd like to see the kitchen.
Right through this door. There, isn't it a beauty?
Well, I don't know. The stove looks very old and awfully dirty.
Oh, Sylvia, that's just a little dust. I'll blow it off.
Hey, mister, have you tried Sensen?
Never mind.
Well, it's getting kind of late. I better go.
Goodbye, Mr. Nelson.
Goodbye.
Well, darling, here we are in our own little home.
We better start getting to sleep. On a farm, you know, you have to get up at 4 in the morning.
You're right, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night. Darling. Darling. Darling, you're snoring.
No, that's the rooster. It's morning.
Oh. Well, you hurry and get breakfast ready. I'll go out and milk the cows. Good thing I slept in my clothes. My, it's pitch dark. It's early in the morning. Now, where's the milking pail? Now, here it is. Easy, bossy, easy. That's a good girl, bossy. Easy, bossy, easy. See, I can't seem to find... Uh-oh, wrong end. Oh, here we are. Mm-hmm. That cow looks like a rooster. Now, bossy, hold still while I fix the pail and stool. There. That's a good sound. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, la, 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 la. Better change.
Oh, Danny, are you through milking?
I'm not, but I think the cow is. Hey, Sylvie, what are you holding?
Look, I just found it. It's a black kitten with a white stripe down its back.
Well, Scott, if that isn't the cutest little... Kitty, have you tried Sen-Sen? Sylvia, don't stand around. We got to feed the animals.
Okay. Oh, look, Danny. Isn't it cute the way our canary follows us around?
Yeah. Now, shoo, canary, shoo. We got to feed the chicken. Come on, chick. Here's some corn for you.
Oh, Danny, look at the hen sitting on the nest.
Where? Oh, yeah. See, now we've got breakfast. Well, I better get some oats for the horse, hay for the cow, and, What happened?
Our canary stepped on the horse and killed it.
Mary, that line is that canary stepped on the pig and killed it. As an imitation of a pig, Mary says it stands out on the cow and kills it. He can't help it. He looks like everybody. Take that line, our canary stepped
on the pig. Our canary stepped on the pig and killed it.
Gee, that's too bad. Sylvia, maybe the canary is hungry.
He can't be. A little while ago, I gave him a side of beef.
Give him the other side. Now, let's get on with the... Oh, look, here comes someone. Hello?
Howdy, neighbors, howdy. Keith Harris is my name. I live right over the hill.
Well, do you have a farm over there?
Yes, I raise a little of this, a little of that. Mostly corn.
Are your pigs?
Nope, from a still.
Oh, you have a still?
Yep, it'll make 20 gallons a day.
20 gallons a day? Well, that isn't much.
Ain't bad. My old lady don't drink.
Moved in here, Keith. How long have you been living around this section?
Well, now, let me see. I moved here in 1918, and this is 1952. That's 20 years.
Wait a minute, Zeke. From 1918 to now, it's 34 years you've lived here.
Well, we don't count the 14 years the Prohibition has lived.
Oh, you got any children?
Yes, I got two boys. We ain't seen them since they run away with the circus 10 years ago. Sure missed the ball.
Oh, it's it's a shame both of them left. Maybe one of them will come back.
Nope, ain't likely. They're Siamese twins.
Oh, twins, eh?
Yep, they're pretty attached to each other. Oh, Zeke, you may not have a cow, but you sure milk that one.
Hiya, neighbors. Howdy, Zeke. Good to see you all.
Well, hello,
Small Kettle is the name. Live right down the road.
Which house?
No house, just down the road.
No house?
Yep, she's married to Paul Kettle, the laziest man in the state.
Yep, you just can't make a move. One day, he sat on an acorn. 20 years later, we had to get him down out of the tree.
No kidding.
Well, what do you know? Here comes Paul Kettle now, the lazy critter. Name is Dennis. The folks call him Paul.
Howdy, Paul.
Oh, hi, Zeke. Hi, folks. Ma, put your arms around me and squeeze me. I feel like exhaling. Oh, there. That feels better. Any place to lie down around here?
Paul, stand up for a while.
Oh, by the way, what are you folks are figuring on raising here?
Chickens.
I wouldn't try it if I were you. Tried to raise them myself a few years ago and never had any luck.
What happened?
Bought 10 hens. They laid a lot of eggs, but none of them never did hatch.
How many roosters did you have?
Oh, roosters. Well, I guess I better be going along now. Gotta go home and help my pig write a letter.
Your pig writes letters?
Well, I just give him the paper. He already has the pen and ink. Oh, Pa Kettle, you may be a hick, but...
Why don't you finish?
Lazy.
Well, look, my wife and I are just going in to have breakfast. Why don't you folks come in and join us?
Well, that's okay with me. Well, me too. Pick me up, Ma.
Well, come on. Let's all go in and eat.
Folks, breakfast is on me.
On you?
Yes, we haven't got a table. Oh, Sylvie, you've only been on the farm one day. You've got corn all over you.
Come on, everybody. Let's eat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the 36th program of our present series. And next week, we will... Oh, my goodness, Rochester's still on the phone. I wonder how he liked the show. Oh, Rochester! Rochester, how'd you like the program?
Well,
how'd you like it?
Walking the sketch, what did that chicken do?
She laid an egg.
Need I say more?
All right, folks.
This has been the Jack Benny Show with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Jack Benny comes to you each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.